Hello, 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 and thanks so much for joining me today on Listen and Learn With Me podcast. I hope that each one of you are doing very well, and I hope that you all have had a wonderful day. As I always say, if you are a new listener, thank you so much for joining us. I am so glad that you are here. I am excited that you took time out of your little busy schedule to join me today, and I hope that you enjoyed this episode. And I also hope that you get an opportunity to go back and listen to some of the previous episodes that we have posted on our podcast. You are going to absolutely love them. I have interviews from some of the kiddos that I have inside of my social group, and it's just a lot of valuable content that you can use throughout your everyday routine. And of course, if you are a regular listener, I thank you for joining us again for another week. You are an amazing, amazing, amazing kid, just like our new listeners are. And I thank you for participating in today's podcast lesson. So guys, I've had a good day today. It was rainy in my area, and it's been raining all day. And I like to say that for me, the weather kind of sets my mood. I love to see sunny days, and I love to have fun relaxing in the summer days. But the winter is my least favorite season. It's my least favorite season. And I know, some of you guys absolutely love the winter. You love the snow. And that's all cool. And I agree, the snow is beautiful. But when it snows here where I am, in my hometown, it is insane because our areas aren't used to getting snow. And today we didn't have snow. We just had a lot of rain. So I say all that to say, I'm not a big fan of the rain either, but I know that our environment needs it. I know that our plants and our trees and our grass needs it. So I'm okay with it raining, but sometimes it could put a damper on our day, and that's okay. What I do, I always check the weather and I'm like, okay, the sun will be out very soon. The sun will come out on this day, and that gives me something to look forward to each day. And I still put a smile on my face, even though I don't like the rain and winter is my least favorite subject. I put a smile on my face and I find the best way, I find the best solution to work through not being a big fan of the winter. Which brings me into our topic for today, guys. We are going to talk about the best ways to solve a problem, okay? For me, and I told you guys that story for a reason, for me, the rain could be a problem. Even though I like it and I know that it's very helpful for our environment, it could be a problem because I don't like driving in the rain, but I still have to go places and I still have things that I have to do in our communities. I have to go to my office. I have to go to some of my friends, my students that I work with, their houses to work with them. There are things that I have to do, so I have to make the best of the situation. And so what I want to talk to you all about today is the best ways to find a solution to solving a problem. Now, I like to use this strategy. It is a great strategy, guys, because what it does is it helps you break down the different elements of your problem, and it helps you take the time to find a solution to the problem. So I like to call this strategy problem, time, and solution. Okay? So I would like for you to just take notes Now, if you are a cool, listen and learn kid of mine, at some point you have probably heard me talk about problem, time, and solution. So, pat yourself on the back because you know about this skill, but what I want you to do is sit back and relax and listen so that it can be a reminder to you as you move through your everyday routine. But for those of you who are new to this strategy of problem, time, and solution, let's talk about it. This is going to help you solve your problems quickly and solve your problems calmly, okay? So the first thing you're going to do is identify the problem. What's wrong? Okay? So let's put a problem on the table. What could our problem be? I know. Fries. You guys really love fries, right? And this is just a scenario. We're just talking, okay? So you really love fries, but there's no ketchup to go along with the fries. Oh my goodness. What do you do? There's no way you can eat ketchup, or fries rather, without ketchup. You have to have the ketchup in order to eat the fries. So, identifying the problem. The problem is you have fries, but there is no ketchup. The second step is to take time. And by taking time, I mean take time to think about what you can do. And this time piece is very important because this is where the choice comes into play. You can choose to make a good choice, or you can choose to make a not so good choice or a bad choice, whichever way you want to call it or label it. So take the time to think. And when you take that time to think, you can breathe. You can take deep breaths. You can count to 10. But prepare yourself to calm down if you have gotten upset. And if you're thinking about getting upset, prepare yourself to calm down so that you can put yourself in a great space in order to do step 3, which is finding a solution. So let's go back to our problem really quickly, okay? The problem was that we had fries, but we didn't have ketchup to eat with them. Oh my goodness. We took the time, we thought about it, we said, I wonder if I can look in the pantry and find more ketchup. So, you go to the pantry. Ding, 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 ding. You see the ketchup, but it is way up on the top shelf. You can't reach it. Oh my goodness, you get on your step stool and you still can't reach it. What do you do next? Take that time to think, take that time to breathe, and if you're upset, take that time to calm down and figure out your solution. One way that you can figure out the solution is by saying, hey, I'm not tall enough, and even when I get on my step stool, I'm still not tall enough, but I know some tall people in this house. My parents, I can ask one of them to come and get the ketchup for me so that I can solve my problem and put the ketchup on or next to, whichever way you like to eat your fries, on your fries. Bingo. So that's how you get to the solution. You solve that problem and find that solution by asking an adult. Which brings me to the next step of it all. Always ask an adult for help, okay? Always ask an adult for help. If you are stuck and you can't figure out what to do next, ask the adult for help. It's very easy to do. And I want to encourage you to practice that. Because what's really good about problem, time, and solution is that the more you practice it, when you don't really have a true problem, the easier it is for you to implement it when you do have an actual problem. And I'm certain that this will work for you guys with practice, because it's worked for many of my students that I have worked with over the years. And I really speak highly of it. So take the time to practice. It's okay to practice it with a peer. It's okay to practice coming up with different scenarios with your sibling or your cousins, your teachers, if they are able to do so with you, your parents, if they have the free time to do so as well. Me, because I'm always available to help you all with that if you need to. So take the time to practice problem, time, and solution. And if by chance you don't have anybody to practice it with, just relax and come up with different scenarios in your mind and think how you would handle those problems. How would you take the time? What would you do during that period of time that you have to find the solution that is best for you to move forward, okay? So, keep that in mind, problem time solution, work it out, talk it out. We'll continue to do just that as we move forward. This is not the only time that we're going to talk about problem time and solution. We will have many times where we would discuss just that. So, just continue to practice. And parents, I want you to continue to practice doing the same. Listen in to your kiddos, as I always say. Work with them on finding the best solutions to their problems. Be helpful for them. Help them understand the difference between a big problem and a little problem. And even though we as adults might consider the problems that they think are big as little problems, I still want us to be mindful about how we approach them if they come to us with a problem that weighs that of a little problem to us. Because it's important for children to know that they are being heard by us as their parents and us as their caregivers or us as their educators. It's important that they know. And the same for you all, teachers and therapists as well. Be mindful about what your students is saying to you, because it is very important. So parents, I always say you're doing an amazing job. Continue the great work. Reach out to me if you need. You know where you can find me. The website is listenandlearnllc.com. My telephone number for the business line is 678-919-2117. Follow us on Facebook. You guys, I have some of the funniest videos and, you know, pictures, and just the cutest pictures of the kiddos. It's always so great to see them in action, and it's always so great to see them growing from year to year. So follow us on Facebook. It's Listen and Learn LLC, Kennesaw, GA. You can connect with us there. The email is listenandlearnllc@gmail.com. Connect with us on all podcast outlets. That is Anchor.fm, Spotify, Overcast, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to your podcast, you can find Listen and Learn With Me podcast there. And again, you know, you can leave us a voicemail on Anchor if you wish. Connect with me, or have your children connect with me if you wish. And as I always say, take care of yourself, take care of your mental health. And until we meet again, Let us boost our social skills. Bye for now.